The U.S. Department of Justice is appealing a ruling suspending the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone, a drug used in medication abortions. The ruling came on Friday from Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, a federal judge in Texas with a track record of opposing abortion rights. Since it was approved in 2000 by the FDA, mifepristone has been shown to be a safe and effective way to have a medication abortion. And more than 400 pharma executives have signed a statement condemning the ruling, saying it ignores both science and legal precedent. For more on what the ruling and the legal fight means for reproductive rights, let's bring in Laurie Bertram Roberts, Executive Director and co-founder of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
I'd love to get you to start by reacting to Judge Kaczmarek's ruling. Because we know that mifepristone's been legal for 20 years. Did you think it was vulnerable to a potential ban like this?
Honestly, yes. Because I never was under the illusion that anti-abortion forces would just stop at Roe v. Wade.
You know, and you every day, Laurie, meet people who are trying to access an abortion. Tell me about them and how this decision is rippling in your community.
You know, I've been doing this for a really long time, over a decade at this point. When I first started, people weren't, at least not in the South, weren't doing medication abortion at the rate they are now. Medication abortion has now become the main way that people access abortion care in the U.S. And so to have this fear-mongering going on around the efficacy is very scary for the people who call our funding line and now have to travel all the way to places like Illinois just to get the abortion pill regimen, which is a two-step regimen.
And I imagine when people call your hotline, and for folks who don't know, the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund has a hotline that people who might want to access an abortion can call, not just to learn how they can do that, but also if they might need help with childcare or food or an abortion through other means. Do they ask you, Laurie, are there other options besides mifepristone?
Well, yes. First of all, we get a lot of questions, especially since Roe v. Wade fell, about self-managed abortion, which is essentially getting pills through the mail, as long as we've been open. But yes, people have always asked about are there other options if I can't get to a clinic? Because getting to a clinic has always been hard to do for people in places like Mississippi.
And do you have an answer for them? Is there another option besides this two-step mifepristone regimen of tablets?
There is. You can take misoprostol alone, and it is not under threat right now of leaving the market.
Do you fear it might be next?
Currently, I do not. And the only reason I don't as much is because, one, it has been on the market even longer. It is a very, very, very common ulcer drug. And two, it is widely used by men.
Interesting. That's very much on the very personal for someone who's trying to do this. You're also part of your work is as part of the reproductive rights movement. So I want to ask you, how does the movement mobilize against this kind of coordinated legal strategy from conservatives?
As a reproductive justice activist, I'm always looking at this holistically, not just as an abortion access issue, but as a bodily autonomy issue, as bodily autonomy as a human rights issue. And I think that's how we start attacking these things and making sure people understand that when you lose the right to one medication over such a non-existent basis, then another medication can be next. What's next? Is it Plan B? Is it birth control? Mm-hmm. Is it whatever other medication is at the whim of some religious zealot?
So given that, Laurie, do you feel like you have hope for the future that women may regain some control and rights to their own bodies? It sounds a little dire.
Yeah, it feels dire out here every day. I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything But what gives me hope, Gen Z gives me hope. And the pushback on the ground from people gives me hope. But I think it's going to be dark for a while. Like, it's going to be a very, it's going to be a dark time for a while. And we're going to see more stuff like this from the anti-abortion movement. And because they know that overwhelmingly at the end of the day, they know that these policies are unpopular. And so they are grasping for power.
That's Laurie Bertram Roberts, Executive Director and co-founder of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund. Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you.